Okay, here. Let's switch here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the call. I'm so sorry. I mixed this up somehow. When I tried to unmute you the first time, and I clicked the wrong thing, and it lowered your hand, but I'm glad that you're here now. Tell us your name.
My name is Ellen Hissen Drakenberg in Orlando.
Hi, Ellen. It's such a pleasure to have you on the call today.
Thank you. I've been anxious to hear from you because I've lost contact with you, and I have not received the training modules that I understand you were going to send.
Oh, that's terrible. Yes, absolutely. Do you have my email address?
Well, I'll give you mine now so that you have been communicating with me through email, which is ellenlmd@comcast.net. I got your notice about this conference tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think you have it. But I have not received any of your offers, your training modules, or lessons. And you also were going to send a demonstration video, which I have not received.
Oh, dear. Yes, it should have sent you some information of how to log in with the training modules, and I am so sorry that it must have mixed up somehow. I have a system where it automatically, once you sign up, it sends you the information to log in. I would be so happy to make sure that you are set up with that. And, in fact, you know, if you're having any trouble, I'd be happy to get on the phone with you and talk you through being able to log in and make sure that you can access those, because I definitely want you to be able to jump in on and to be able to go through that content.
Now, the phone number, I've tried calling you directly, and it wouldn't go through. So I need to make sure I have your correct phone number.
Yes, I can give you my phone number here right now if you'd like.
Yes, please.
It's 931.
931.
And everyone else on the call here, you can take this down too, and you can give me a call. I'm just giving it out here. 931-797.
797.
8713.
8713. Okay, I'm a beginner. I don't have very much space. I'm using two above ground boxes, and I put soil in it, and I have bought some little plants, but I would like to use seeds, the organic seeds, and I understand I can get those online. Or do you sell organic seeds?
No, we don't personally sell the organic seeds, but you can get them online. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, would that be Johnny's Seeds?
Johnny's has a lot of organic seeds. Not all of Johnny's Seeds are organic. But if you go onto their website, they have them listed, which ones are organic and which ones aren't.
You can on their website, you can actually choose to look for seeds for only organic seeds.
I see. Okay.
So
do you recommend organic seeds?
Yes, we would recommend organic seeds. It doesn't mean that you have to use organic seeds, but we would recommend them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so when will I receive those demonstration videos so I can get started?
I will make sure that you receive those this evening. I am so sorry that somehow that got mixed up for you. I feel really bad. I want you to be able to have that content right away. I know that you've paid for it, and I want to make sure that you have it.
Yes, I have paid up every month. I think you're charging me $37.
That's right, yes.
Okay. Now, another question. Do you have anyone that is signed up in the Mount Dora, Florida area, or in the Florida area that could give me a hand and show me some of the things that I need to do?
You know, I don't have people off the top of my head. I know that I do have a couple other people that are signed up down there in Florida. I know I have someone that signed up in Orlando. In fact, I have an uncle that signed up in Orlando, and there was another gentleman that is signed up from Florida. I would have to look him up. I don't keep tabs on where everybody's at, but I do know that I did have some other people that were signed up from there. I might be able to get you in touch with some people. That's something that I could look into for you.
Would you make a note of that so that you can send that information to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Another question is, where do I send soil, a little bit of the soil that I'm working with for a test?
Okay. The place that we would recommend is called Peaceful Valley Farm and Garden Supply.
Peaceful Valley, did you say?
That's right. Peaceful Valley Farm and Garden Supply.
Peaceful Valley Garden?
Yes, Farm and Garden Supply.
Oh, Farm and Garden. And how do I get a hold of them?
They have a website called Grow Organic.
Okay.
Grow Organic. And on there, I believe they even have a phone number you could probably call.
Okay.
They have a way that you can contact them there on their website. Also, in the training modules that you've purchased that I'll make sure that you can get and get access to, in those training modules, I have a link over to where you can buy a soil test kit from them, and that they'll ship you the little kit, and there's a bag, I believe, that you can put your soil in and ship it back to them. And
oh, wonderful.
You. Yes.
Okay, and you'll add that link to me?
Yeah.
You'll send that to me?
I can add that link to you, absolutely.
Okay. I'm looking at my list of things. I'm interested in the quick hoops that you talked about when I first heard you. For small boxes,
yeah.
I know that you said you can buy those in a Lowe's or someplace. Would you give me those measurements again, please?
Sure. Yes, the hoop itself, you can buy. It's a 10-foot long.
10-foot long, uh-huh.
Half inch PVC conduit pipe.
PVC conduit, okay.
And it's a plastic pipe. You want to make sure that you get the gray one.
Okay, gray, uh-huh.
It's sold in the electrical section at Lowe's. It's for putting electric lines in when you're...
Okay, and those are 10-inch long. That's to put over the box.
Yeah, so those are 10 feet long, and then you'll want little short pieces of rebar. I believe you can get those also at like Lowe's. Little short pieces of rebar that you stake into the ground, and then you put that PVC pipe on top of the rebar and bend it over into a hoop and slide it onto the rebar on the other side. Does that make sense? And so it kind of holds it in a hoop shape.
Okay. The rebar then would be how long?
The rebar would...
Hello? Hello? Did I lose you? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, it's Donna. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you
hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Barely, barely. Can you speak up, please?
This is Donna. I was the first one who was asking some questions. It sounds
oh.
like I'm having technical trouble.
I see. Hi there, Donna. I'm learning.
Yes, I am too. It's very exciting.
See what's happened. Maybe they'll come back on again. I guess I'll just hang on, right?
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm sure they're desperately trying to get back in.
You're in Tennessee, are you?
Yes, I'm in Memphis.
Oh, okay. I'm in Mount Dora, Orlando.
I grew up in Orlando.
Oh, didn't you? Now they can hear us talking, probably.
The host has joined the conference.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Sorry, we got bumps off there. The phone was dying, and we were switching to another phone, and the switch just didn't go over well. So,
okay, I
muted you all so that hopefully you could talk to each other a little bit while we were gone. I'm so sorry for that little glitch.
That's okay. We did get acquainted on a few minutes there. Okay, you were telling me about this rebar that I need to use, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
Can you use the really short pieces of rebar. You can get ones that are like 2 feet long, about.
Okay.
You then pound them into the ground so that they're sticking up about 8 inches or so.
How many inches above?
About 10 inches, 8 to 10 inches above the ground.
Oh, okay.
Am I still live?
Yes, you're still live.
So I have a hard time pounding things into the ground. Is it better to do it when the ground is wet?
It may go in easier, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and especially if the ground is hard, it can be a little bit of a trick to get them in. If you can find a heavy hammer, you know, if you can get a hammer that has like a 5-pound head, of course it's a little bit harder to swing, but it adds a little oomph to the pounding in. It can be especially tough if you're just using just a regular hammer, just because it doesn't have much weight to kind of, you know, force that rebar into the ground.
Right.
Now that poses a question for me. This is Ellen again. And by the way, I want to give greetings to your relatives, Yvonne and Bill Deisinger. They were neighbors of ours when we lived in Maryland.
I was wondering if that might be you. I remember visiting with you when we would come and visit my folks.
Okay. Sure enough, that's who it is. Okay, now back to this rebar that you're suggesting. It's 2 feet long, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to know, should I put it into the box that I'm using? It's about a 12-foot long box and about a 5 feet across. Should I put the rebar on the inside of the box or on the outside of the box in the ground?
We would say to put it on the outside.
Okay.
You want them to be about 6 feet apart. So if you put it 6 inches out from the box on either side, then
uh-huh.
that would make them 6 feet apart.
Okay.
And then you could bend that 10-foot long PVC conduit from one down over to the other one.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a good idea. And now, what about the coverings? How will I know what those are and where can I get those?
Yes, the covering is what we call a row cover or a frost cloth, and you can get it from Johnny's as well, or there's another place you can get it that's called Seven Springs Farm.
Now this is the material, the cloth that you put over the top?
That's right. Yes, it's not a woven cloth, it's a spun bound fabric. Spun bonded fabric. It's kind of like a dryer sheet, like you would put in the dryer, just really big.
Oh, okay. So I couldn't get that at Lowe's then.
No, not usually.
Okay. All right. So I can get it from Seven Springs Farm or
from Johnny's Seeds.
Oh, Johnny's also. Okay.
You know, Peaceful Valley might sell it as well, that company that we told you about for the soil test.
Oh, yes, okay.
I would have to double-check that, which is something I should do, because I have links out to these resources in the gardening course itself that I'll make sure that you get access to.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would appreciate that.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right.
And in the course, there's a demonstration, like you were talking about earlier. There's a demonstration on actually building one of these quick hoops and pounding in and all of that, so it can give you a little visual idea of what's going on.
That I would really appreciate. Okay. I think that answered most of my questions. And so I should turn it back to you in case somebody else is trying to get a hold of you.
Okay. Thanks so much. It's a
good meeting you, Paul, and
I'll wait
to receive those lessons or modules or a demonstration video that you were going to send me.
Absolutely. I'll make sure that you get access to that this evening.
Now, does the video, do you send that by mail?
No, the video is online.
Oh, okay.
So
all
you
right.
can watch it right away.
Okay. All right. God bless. You're doing a wonderful work there, Paul, you and your family.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. God bless.
How your garden comes along. Give me a call anytime.
Thank you. I'll stay online and see if I can learn some more.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thanks so much, Ellen.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I caught that. You said you're welcome. Appreciate that, Ellen. All right. We've got someone else who has their hand up here. Hello. Welcome to the call.
Oh, hi. Oh, yeah, hi, my name is George, and I just had a couple quick questions. One is that we have an orchard with lots of weeds growing in between our rows, maybe about 30 trees or so, and I was just wondering what you would recommend as the best way to keep the weeds down. Do you recommend putting a weed barrier and maybe covering it up? That's what we were thinking about, but I'm not sure.
You could do that, but my experience has been that those, you're talking about like a landscape fabric weed barrier.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The thing with those is that they do keep weeds from growing up from the ground, but when they begin to collect dirt and debris on top, the weeds will sprout and grow in that dirt and debris on top. And, you know, so they look really nice for the first year, but then they start to wear and they start to collect, you know, unless you keep them swept, you'll get stuff growing on top.
It would be pretty easy to pull out, though, right, if they're growing on top?
No, it's not. Well, if you get it right away, but it's interesting. The weeds don't come up through it, but the roots can go down through it. And so if you let it get big, the roots get really tangled in it, and it's not easy to pull out, actually. I mean, we've done this, and I've experienced this.
If you do stay on top of it and keep it, like, swept off or get the weeds while they're small, then it should be fine and easy to get out.
Yeah, it's. But I mean, it with 30 trees, I'm just imagining you've got a fairly large area. I would tend to recommend putting in cover crops underneath the trees. You know, so something that you would like to see there, some sort of a pasture or orchard grass or. You know, something like that. I think I'd put in a grass and legume blend of something.
I guess the only thing is we don't have any watering. You know, all we have is the drip system going to the tree itself.
Where do you live?
Northern California.
Southern California. In Northern California?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have warm, dry summers then.
Yeah.
But you still have weeds growing during that time. Is that the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I think I would check with your agriculture extensionist. They might have... you know, some kind of cover crop that they would recommend for, you know, a dry area like yours. I'm not familiar enough with those kinds of things for your area to give a recommendation on that. But.
Okay. But anyway, so it sounds like you're not a fan of the weed barrier and that you would just maybe recommend some type of cover crop or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I had another question. we had bought some raspberries that we were initially planning on. This is for a property that we are not at. We don't actually live at this property year-round. And we bought some raspberries, and the idea was to maybe plant them maybe in the fall or the winter, and hopefully that they would maybe establish themselves more before the hot summer comes, because we did we bought some raspberries before in the past, and we had planted them like in spring, and then we were away for the summer, or for a lot of the summer. We had automated watering, but it didn't go very well, and pretty much all one plant died. I'm not sure what the best way to go about doing it is. When would you recommend buying the raspberry, or is it not a good idea to plant it in the early winter or late fall?
Well, I'm assuming you have a fairly mild winter there. Is that I don't know if you're high or low there, but
our winter. I mean, we get some snow, but it doesn't really last more than a few days. It doesn't usually go below 10 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I would have encouraged you to put them in. You know, it's getting late, I think, to be. You know, if you put something in now, it's not going to really get established. You know,
I see.
I don't know. You could probably try it, and it's not going to. I don't think it would really hurt. So you could either put it out now or in the very early spring, like in March.
Oh, I see. And then in general, you plant them, because right now they're in a raised bed at our other home, but it's not as possible as we'd leave them there permanently.
George, sometimes you're coming through clear, and you're breaking up a lot, and I can't catch everything you're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm calling you from my cell phone. I'm out in the mountains here. And
okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's better.
Can you hear me okay right now?
Yeah, that's better.
So right now we have the raspberries in a raised bed, but just temporarily. I mean, they're growing fine, but we had bought them barefoot originally, and then we put them in a raised bed with the idea of maybe we would dig them out and then plant them in their permanent location in the early winter or late fall. But I guess we could do it in the very early spring, fall stuff, like you said, March, if you think that would be better. Our only concern is that during the summer, you know, summers get really hot, and you know, sometimes it gets 100 degrees or more, and then they don't last.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think if you get them in early March, maybe even late February, I don't know, you know, when you start warming up there, but, you know, you can get them in before sometime before your last frost date. I don't think that would be an issue.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that, I guess.
Otherwise,
okay.
The main thing is, I believe what you're saying here, Dad, is if you do put them in now, they wouldn't, just because we're so close to the winter, I mean, you know, we're just basically entering into winter, they wouldn't really have much opportunity to really grow much at all between now and then. Everything is pretty much slowing down and stopping anyways.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And then as far as, I have one last question, as far as watering fruit trees, do What do you think about like a watering stake where it actually goes into the ground, waters a little bit deeper? I mean, right now we just have some drips going on them. I don't know what you would think is absurd drips or like bubblers or going into a watering stake into the ground. How do you prefer to water your fruit trees?
You know, I just have to confess, I'm not really up on fruit trees. We specialize in vegetables, and our area here actually is not that conducive to fruit trees, especially apples and peaches and all that are very difficult to grow organically, and we tend to have a early freeze. I mean, an early warm spell and then a late freeze that kills the fruit. And so they're just not that reliable. And so we have a few fruit trees of our own, you know, just for personal use. And we don't even do as much with them as we should because we're so occupied on the farm with the other stuff.
I'll tell you what,
okay.
George. I do know a man who does fruit. His name is Lynn Hoag. I don't know if you might have heard of him before. If you want to email me, I will do my best to get you an answer for that. You know, it might not come from our own personal experience, but I can get in touch with other people that do have experience and hopefully can try and get an answer from someone like that for you. So I don't want to just leave you high and dry here. If you do, just shoot me an email or something like that, and I can still try and get you an answer for that.
Okay, no, that sounds good. I've heard of Lynn Hoag, so okay. All right, great. Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for getting on the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. All right. Well, everyone, thanks so much for getting on the call. We appreciate you all. If anybody has any last question here before we sign off this evening, make sure to jump in real quick right now. Press 5 and then star. I had that wrong at the beginning. It's 5 and then star on your keypad. And you can jump in quick. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and wrap the call up for this evening. I've really appreciated everyone getting on. It's been great to have you on the call here. It's been fun to talk together, to hear a little bit about your gardens, and to be able to get to know you a little bit more. I love how these calls can be a little more personal than just the training program all by itself. So I appreciate it, and it looks like doesn't look like anybody has anything else at the moment. You know, I gave my cell phone number earlier. If you wrote that down, feel free to give me a call anytime and leave me a message if I don't answer the phone. I'd love to help you out. Appreciate you all. Have a wonderful evening. And once again, thanks so much for joining us this evening. We'll talk to you later.